This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. India and Australia have adopted a new joint declaration on defence and security cooperation and a maritime security collaboration roadmap to promote a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific. The deals were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese during the third Australia-India Annual Leaders Summit in Melbourne. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the Indo-Pacific is not just a meeting point of two oceans but showcases the shared aspirations of like-minded democracies like India and Australia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's official visit to Australia has marked a significant milestone in India-Australia relations, with both countries taking several important steps to deepen cooperation across key sectors. Briefing the media, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the discussions between Prime Minister Modi and his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese reflected the growing strategic partnership and close understanding between the two leaders. During the third annual India-Australia summit, both sides finalised the administrative arrangement for the long-term supply of Australian uranium to India. The agreement is expected to strengthen India's clean energy program and support its net zero goals. The two leaders also reviewed progress and economic cooperation. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday said India continues to emerge as a preferred destination for global capability centres, GCCs, because of its skilled workforce, strong institutions and innovation ecosystem. Addressing the CII National GCC Business Summit 2026 in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman said the country hosts more than 2,100 GCCs employing 23 lakh professionals directly and generating nearly $100 billion in annual revenue. She said GCCs represent transformation by bringing together engineering research, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, finance, product design and data science to drive continuous innovation. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has announced that the government is planning to introduce E85 fuel at a price around 20 rupees per litre lower than E20 petrol, with a higher ethanol blend available only for purpose-built flex-fuel vehicles. In an interview with the private news channel, Mr. Puri said the proposed move aims to provide financial relief to consumers while advancing the government's ethanol blending program. He also defended the broader biofuel policy, dismissing concerns about engine damage and vehicle performance linked to ethanol blended petrol. The minister said E85, which contains up to 85% ethanol, would be restricted to vehicles specifically designed to use the fuel and would be about 20 rupees cheaper per litre than the standard E20 petrol. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has arrived in Oman after concluding his visit to Kuwait. Upon arrival, the External Affairs Minister was received by Director General Foreign Ministry of Oman, Sheikh Ahmed Al Maskari. Dr. Jaishankar is currently on an 11-day trip to Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, New York and Brussels. The BJP has announced the names of Sukhendu Sekhar Roy, Susmita Dev, Prakash Chek Barak as its candidate for the Rajya Sabha by-polls in West Bengal. The by-polls to these seats will be held on the 24th of this month. The three leaders recently quit the All India Trinamool Congress and joined the BJP. In Wimbledon tennis, Czech player Linda Nosakova defeated Marta Kosiuk to set up a women's singles final against compatriot Karolina Mukova on Saturday. 9th seed Nosakova outclassed 12th seed Ukrainian Marta Kosiuk 6-4, 6-4 in the second semi-final last night. With this victory, Nosakova booked her place in a first Wimbledon final and a maiden Grand Slam final. In men's cricket, India went down to England by 9 wickets in the 4T20 international at Bristol, but as the host clinched the 5-match series with an unassailable 3-0 lead. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, the visitors posted 158 for 7 in 20 overs. In reply, England overhauled the target for the loss of just 1 wicket in 13.5 overs. And the FIFA World Cup, the first quarter-final between France and Morocco, is currently underway in Boston, USA. Spain will face Belgium in the second quarter-final tonight. The remaining quarter-finals will see Norway take on England, while defending champions Argentina will face Switzerland on Sunday morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.